page 614 in your Scofield Bible. We'll be reading just the first three verses. We'll read the verses in unison. Psalm 34, page 614. Reading the first three verses together. And let's stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. And let's begin, please. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That third verse is the text verse. And let's pray. Father, thank you for this great day, for our great church, for the great privilege of having a copy of your word. Thank you for our Bibles. Thank you for the preaching of the word here. Bless our preacher and help us today as we listen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let me set you at ease about the time. It is now just turned 17 minutes, according to that clock up there, till 12. When that clock hits 10 minutes after 12, I'll be through. So if you want me to get through before 10 after 12, you're going to be disappointed. But I will not be preaching 1 minute past that clock up there. Of course, that clock is set back about 15 minutes. But I promise you, and that clock, and fellas, if I go a little late, just hold the clock. T-2 in holding. And make that a 12:09 in holding. About 12:10, according to that clock there, I'll be finished, and we will let you out by 12:30. I'll guarantee you within 1 minute of 12:30, either 12:29 or 12:39, somewhere along. So within 1 minute, I promise you, within 1 minute of 12:30. Now, I need your attention this morning because I need your help in something. And I want you to turn right this way. I want us to listen carefully. I want to ask you to help me do something that I think is very, very serious. Holy Father, the psalmist said, O magnify the Lord with me. Come, let us exalt his name together. Bless us as we think of this beautiful little scripture, huge in content, brief in words and letters. Do thou help us to be to thee what thou dost need us to be because of this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. The psalmist said, I will bless the Lord. And he talks in verses 1 and 2 about his praising the Lord. And then in verse 3, he says, Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Every eye in this room, focus right this way. Everybody in the room, look right this way now. I'm preaching to you and I want you to hear me as I talk to you on behalf of my Lord. If I know my heart today, if I know my heart, and I think I do this matter, I love him. If I know my heart today, and I believe I do in this matter, I love him with all my heart. If I know my heart today, and I think I do in this matter, I love him with all my soul, with all my mind. I told him a while ago, as I often do, almost every time before I go to preach, in my office I said, I love you, and you know I do. I found out from the reading of the scripture many years ago that God saved me not primarily for my sake, but for his sake. I found out many years ago from this reading of the scripture that God saved me not primarily to meet my needs, but to meet his needs. I want him to have what he needs. With all my heart, I do. I feel so sorry for God I mean that. Made us to praise Him, and we don't. Made us to adore Him, and yet we don't. And then redeemed us to praise Him, and we don't. And redeemed us to adore Him and worship Him, and we don't. And I mean this with all my heart. I've tried to give it to Him. I find that I cannot do it alone. It's hard for me to admit this. I'm possessive by nature. I'm a possessive person. And I'd like to be able to give God all He needs by myself and tell you to forget it. I'd like to be able to satisfy all of God's needs. But I think the New Testament church has totally misunderstood the purpose of the gospel. Over and over again, the Bible says He forgave us for His own sake. He wanted us to praise Him. The reason that He made us was for the praise of His glory. He made us for Himself, not for ourselves. Once we sinned and lost our fellowship with Him, He was born in Bethlehem for Himself, not for our sake, primarily. Oh, don't misunderstand me. He came because He loved us, but He came mainly because He wanted us to praise Him forever and ever. And I mean it when I say I do praise Him. Now, you ask Him, He'll tell you. You may not know Him that well yet, but when you get to heaven, ask Him, and you'll find out. I do praise Him. I've got a little place I go. I praise Him most of the time, but I've got a little place I go, and I just throw a fit. I just get along, and I list the things that God has done for me and write them on a little 3x5 card. And I go through that list. I was thinking this morning about my cousin down here, and about when I was a little boy, I used to go down to his grandfather's farm. Every summer, in fact, a time or two, I spent most of the summer there. Used to pick cotton down there in Milford, Texas, and chop cotton. And remember Uncle Roy's garden he had out on the south side of his house, and the barn out behind the house, and the smokehouse. And I remember Uncle Octus, all good pie. And I was thinking this morning, how could a little guy like that, poor little guy like that, ever pastor a great church like this? God's been good to me. And I love Him. And I praise Him. I don't mean I just all the time in church say, well, amen and glory to God. Well, I'm not against that. But I mean I do. God knows I do. I praise Him. But I cannot do it alone. I can be something to Him, but I cannot be everything to Him. There's something that you have that He needs. Now, He needs what I have. But I cannot be to Him everything that He needs. Because He did not make us alike. He made nobody like you. Because of that, you have something that He needs that nobody else can give Him. And I have something that He needs that nobody else can give Him. And try as I may, I can give Him what He needs from me. But I can't give Him all He needs because He needs something from you. And there's something from you that He needs. He needs you. I said a while ago, you were not saved for your own needs. I think we absolutely gone cuckoo over this thing about I got saved and Jesus gave me peace. And I think that's true, and I'm for that, but that's not the main reason. Christ did not die primarily for you. Christ died for God so God could get you back. God loves you. He wants you. He wants your praise. He wants your worship. He wants your adoration. He wants you. And you have something to give Him that nobody in the world can give Him. And if you don't give it to Him, He won't get it. I need your help this morning to love Him and praise Him. I need your help first to love Him, because no one can love Him exactly like you can. I'm not saying you love Him more than anybody else, but you love Him as no one else can love Him. God made you as He would make a great choir of voices, or as He would make a great orchestra of praise. He made you to play a particular instrument that nobody else can play.
And He made you to fill your little part in loving Him, and nobody can love Him exactly like you love Him.
My mother used to say to me, or used to say to my daddy, who never had any time for me, and I'll never forget your grandfather, Uncle Roy, my favorite uncle, one of the dearest men that ever breathed a breath. I'm sure you got, did you ever get to know him? One of the dearest men that ever breathed a breath. Ever was a good brother to a sister. Uncle Roy was good to my mother. And my daddy, what my daddy wasn't, Uncle Roy was to my mother. But my mama used to say to my daddy, Athy, I can't be a father to Jack. Two, he needs you to be a father to him. Tears rolling down her cheeks, and she'd say, Athy, he needs a daddy. He needs a father. I can't be his daddy and his mother. He needs a daddy. That's what I'm saying this morning to you. Try as I may, love him as I may, I can only love him like I love him. I can't love him like you love him. And I come this morning on his behalf. I want him to have all he wants and needs. He needs you to love him. Quit thinking so much about what you get out of salvation. Let God get something out of it for a while. I've got joy, 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 joy down in my heart. And that's good. That's good. But how about God having joy, 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 joy up in his heart? Love him. I need your help. Love him. I cannot love him like you can love him. And nobody in this world can love him like you can love him. And if you do not love him like you only can love him, there will be some love that the great creator of the universe needs and won't get, no matter who else loves him. Each of my children love me, but they love me in a different way. None can give what another can. Becky loves in a certain way. David loves in a certain way. Linda loves in a certain way. And Cindy loves in a certain way. Now, none of them can give me what the other can. If two of them express their love to me, or love me, they cannot love me for the other two. And if three of them love me, they cannot love me for the other one. Though I treasure the love of each one, if any one were to fail to express that love, there's something missing. But I'm not concerned about me. Good night. I'm just a little piece of chemical down here worth $2 or $3. I'm just a little clot of dust held together by some moisture down here on earth. And if I don't get from one of my kids or two of them, though I do, but if I don't get from that dozen, that's not a big deal. But the great God of gods and King of kings and Lord of lords and creator of the universe who died for you on the cross, he deserves more than you're giving him. And I come this morning to say, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Psalmist David, I can't tell you the story about this psalm except to say the psalmist David was in a foreign land. He was in a lot of trouble. It is sort of funny because he was in this foreign land. He's about to get drafted in the army in this foreign land. And so he acted like he was crazy. He had a spell. Wake up, Bob. He had a spell. And he acted like he was crazy, I recall. And I haven't told this. I probably shouldn't tell you this. I better not tell you that. See me after this. But anyway, I'll write you and tell you. But he acted like he was crazy. And when he acted like he was crazy, they thought he was nuts, and they said, you flunked the mental, you can't get in the army. And that made him happy. I know something about that joy of getting out of the army. I never knew the joy of not getting in it, but I expect that's more joyous. And for that and many other reasons, David was running from Saul at the time, and God was good to him and dear to him and near to him and was preserving him. And God, David said, I'll bless the Lord. And in the first two verses, he tells about how he'll bless the Lord. And then he turns and he says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. He said, look, I can't do it by myself. Join me and magnify the Lord. And I say this morning, join me. God
God is wonderful. God is all-powerful. God is all-gracious. God is all-good. Magnify the Lord with me. Praise His name with me. Exalt His name with me.
He loves you like He loves no one else. And He needs your love because you have the love that you can give to Him like nobody else can give you. Hey, last Sunday morning about lovest thou me, Peter?
Jesus said, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Peter said, Lord, thou knowest I'm fond of you. Jesus said, Peter, don't you love me? Peter said, Lord, thou knowest I'm fond of you. Jesus wanted Peter to love Him. And the great heart of God was hungry for one of His creatures to do what He was made to do and do what He was redeemed to do. Jesus had just died on the cross and risen again after 72 hours. And He was saying, Peter, in so many words, I just died for you on the cross. Don't you love me? I just had nails in my hands and feet and a spear in my side and a crown of thorns on my brow. Don't you love me?
You check in verse 7 of that 21st chapter of John where those words are said. I think it's verse 7. And it's just a few verses after that also. The words are given, John, the disciple whom Jesus loved. Would you tell me why right in the middle of John making love to Jesus, he asked Peter if he loved him?
Wasn't John's love enough? Wasn't the love of the blessed disciple who leaned on his breast enough? Perhaps the most lovable man in the entire Bible was the beloved John. And Jesus was in the midst of being loved by John. And He turns to Peter as if to say, Peter, lovest thou me? What is He saying? He's saying, Peter, I love the love of John. But Peter, how about your love? He was saying, I want all the love of all the people for whom I died. Oh, my soul hungers for God's people to praise Him. My soul we gripe and complain and mourn and groan talk and yak. And the truth is, why in the name of common sense can't we look at Calvary and say, Hallelujah, Jesus died for me on the cross? Why can't we go to the empty tomb outside the northern wall of the city and say, up from the grave, He arose with a mighty triumph for His foes. He arose a victor, the dark domain, and He lives forever with His saints to reign.
You say, well, how's you getting pretty excited? I have to make up for you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together.
No one can love Him like you can. Two, no one can praise Him like you can. I wish I could praise Him and be all He needs in praise, but I can't.
I wish every one of us, any one of us, could praise the Lord and the Lord say, that's all I need. And by the way, in the kingdom age, that's the way it'll be. Because in the kingdom age, I will be in the same body He's in. And each one of us can give Him all hues, flavors, colors, and sounds that He needs to praise. But until then, nobody can praise Him like you.
And by the way, if someone is praising Him a little differently from you, let him alone. Let him alone.
We're not little robots chanting in unison monotone. Hail Mary, full of grace, blessed thou among women. We're not that.
Neither are we all the kind that jump up and holler. My good friend Dr. Bob Gray got so happy one Sunday morning while he was preaching, took off his shoes. Didn't make the choir very happy. Took off his shoes. He got beside himself. Ran out the middle aisle. Held his shoes in his hands.
clapping his shoes together, he runs around the building shouting. Folks are waiting for him if he returns. Now, I don't do it that way. But let him alone. That's the way. God looked down and said, that crazy nut, he's praising me in his way. And God needs Bob Gray to praise him like Bob Gray praised him. Don't look to the guy next to you and see what he's doing and do it like that. You do it like you have the ability to do it. Praise him.
One night we were down there in Dr. Gray's church. I was preaching there years ago with Dr. John Rice. And everybody got to shout. And I preached on, where's the Lord God of Elijah? You never saw so much hollering in your life. It's a meeting like our pastor school here, not near as big, but that kind of meeting. And folks were hollering and praising God. And old Dr. Rice on the platform, he didn't say, well, glory! He just took his glasses off and went, amen! 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 Looks sort of dumb to me. But let him do it. You folks are a little upset with some of these college kids. Leave them alone. They're praising God. Leave them alone. And you college kids, a little upset because everybody doesn't scream like you do. Leave them alone. Somebody wants to praise him through their tears. Leave him alone. Let him praise him like they can. And then he said again, there is a way that you can praise that nobody else can praise. I cannot do it for you. And I want him to have all the praise he deserves and needs. You do it according to the way God has given you to praise. I do not do it the way Dr. Charles Weigel used to do it. But I thank God the way he did it. Folks, listen to me for a minute. I don't know whether I'm any good for this world anymore or not. Because I don't understand it. I don't understand redeemed people not praising God. I don't comprehend anybody who's not going to go to hell. Redeemed, saved, transformed, on his way to heaven, washed in the blood, a child of the King. I don't understand it. You're not ever praising him. Now, I'm not saying you ought to get up here and holler like I'm hollering, but you ought to praise him. Get alone somewhere and in your own way, praise him. You could say, oh, I love you, and praise your holy name. Or you could say, oh, I love you, and praise your name. Or you could say, well, glory, I love you. But you have your own way to do it. Nobody can do it like you can. I wish I could. I wish I could be all to him that he needs, but I cannot love him like you can, nor can you love him like I can. If you can love him like you can, nobody else can love him that way, and nobody else can praise him like you can. And if he doesn't get the praise that from you, he's going to miss some praise that nobody else can ever give him. Years ago, the Mitzikas took us to an opera. Now, opera, they sang in Italian. I thought they were cursing. And the music was beautiful, but what I really enjoyed was, I enjoyed the orchestra. Down in that big orchestra pit, hundreds, I guess, of different pieces. But there's one little gal down there that had a little instrument about that long called the flute. And nobody could hear her, but she's playing up. Little thing like that. Looked like it was a silver cigar. Like that. And I watched her. Now, believe me, I didn't watch her because she's pretty. Only a blind man could love her. She was as plain as could be. Now, if she stopped playing, I wouldn't have known it. Because a lot of folks are beating on those big old things and blowing those big old horns and playing those big old fiddles, you know. And they'd get to a high crescendo and you know, and God's given me a great talent, hasn't he? And, but you know,
I tell you what. If she had stopped playing, nobody in the house would have known it but one person. The conductor. I'll guarantee you, he could have closed his eyes and if she had quit playing, he'd have known it. What else matters? If the people don't know it if you don't play, what does it matter? If the master or the maestro can hear you and is not pleased without you, blow away, sister. Blow away. You say, what can I do for God? I'll tell you what you can do for God. You can praise Him just as much in your own way, and it's needed just as much as Billy Sunday ever could. Now, you can't preach like Billy Sunday, but there's a way you can praise God that Billy Sunday couldn't praise God. If you don't praise God the way you can praise God and love God the way you love God, God will not get the praise He deserves, and God will not get the love He deserves. I'd like to reach out this morning and grab everybody in this room and say, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Love Him like you love Him. I'll love Him like I love Him. And all of our love shall ascend heavenward like sweet frankincense and myrrh. You praise Him like you praise Him. I'll praise Him like I praise Him. And every type of praise that He needs, He'll get. And our praises shall ascend to heaven like sweet vials before God. And in 2 minutes, number three. I need you not only to help love Him. I need you not only to help praise Him. But I need you to help serve Him. For there is something you can do for Him that I cannot do. There's something you can do for Him that Lee Robertson cannot do. There's something you can do for Him that John Rice could not do. There's something, for example, listen to me. Let's suppose there's somebody here this morning who's lived a wicked life. I mean openly wicked. You've been in every deep kind of sin there is. And God's forgiven you. You can look up to God and say, thank God, forgiven. Those of us that because of godly parents and pastors and Sunday school teachers have never known the depths of sin, we can look up and say, praise God, prevented. He needs your praise. He needs your love. He needs your service. No one can do for Him what you can do. He is so deserving. He is so wonderful. Can't you spare for Him just a little time? Our Heavenly Father, thank You for making it possible so that I could praise You in my way like nobody else can.